MyRock Podcast tager dig med backstage.
Så er det endnu en gang blevet onsdag. Det er blevet tid til en ny episode af MyRock Podcast. Jeg hedder Sten Skovgaard. Tusind tak, fordi du har valgt at lytte med. I denne her episode, der rejser vi syd for grænsen, nærmere bestemt til Holland. Ikke sådan fysisk, det er jo stadigvæk coronatider. Men med på en telefon, der har jeg Sharon fra Within Temptation. Det bliver blandt andet til en snak om, hvordan man kommer igennem corona, når man er udøvende kunstner. Hvad man ellers kan få tiden til at gå med. Om sceneskræk. Og selvfølgelig om den nye single, der hedder Entertain You. Velkommen til. On the phone right now is Sharon of Within Temptation. Sharon, first of all, thanks for taking your time to talk to MyRock Radio. I know I'm glad to finally get to talk to people right now, because during the outbreak, it's been more than limited. So tell me, how have you been getting along during these last couple of months?
Well, I've kept myself pretty busy with normal stuff to keep my routine foremost, especially to not go insane by being at home all the time with everyone else at the same time, because normally we do work at home, but now the whole family was at home, which is also a different kind of dynamics in the house, of course. So, but normal things, but also made a playlist for myself, first a workout playlist, and eventually I decided to also share that with the fans. to work out a playlist with only rock and metal songs. And of course, it got the name the Corona Quarantine Sweat It Out Workout, which you can find on the on the music platforms. But it's something, yeah, those kind of things that you normally don't do, you are also all of a sudden also start doing. And it was really fun doing that, actually.
Were the things that you have been like pushing in front of you that you actually got the time to do during these times?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, things around the house, of course, as well. But that's a bit boring. But like painting some walls that I wanted to paint for ages, and yeah, some redecoration stuff. You know, nothing to do with music, but still, I did those things as well.
Of course, it's been limited doing shows during these times. It's been impossible to go into the studio and so on. But how have the new world order changed the way that you work with your music?
Well, we just had finished a few songs before this everything happened, and so we were more in the way of like, how are we going to present this to everyone? And then all of a sudden, of course, our tour got postponed, and so we felt like, okay, what are we going to do with the songs we've written already just before everything happened? And are we going to release it now because the tour is not happening? So we had to reschedule a lot of stuff and rethink about how we want to go about it. And so we mostly, that was what we were doing. We were actually not really trying to write that point because we want to release something, which we now have done, of course. So most of the time went into that, and of course entertaining everyone who was at home by being, you know, doing the acoustic shows like everyone else did as well. So it's more like those kind of things. And we broadcasted some old shows of ours on a Thursday. We had this broadcast day for a few weeks, like old festivals that we did last year, and the Black Symphony, for instance, that we did once in 2007 or 8, I mean. And so those kind of things, you do stuff to keep yourself busy. And but we didn't write any music yet. We're going to do this when this is all over a little bit, you know, when our single is being promoted and it's done, then we're going to start writing new stuff again.
But hands on your heart, how much do you miss doing shows right now?
Yeah, very much, of course. I miss the energy. I miss the excitement. I miss even being terrified going on stage, which I have the first few shows. When I do start actually a big tour again, it's like always very, I have a bit of a stage fright in the beginning. Even that I miss, because it does give you the adrenaline eventually when you do overcome it and you embrace the vibe that goes on in a venue and the interaction with fans. I miss that intensely.
You mentioned your stage fright. Do you have any things, any preparations that you do to cope with the stage fright? Any good tricks for anyone?
You need to have a good friend like I have. Ruud, who is my guitarist, one of the guitarists, and he's always coming up with me because he knows that I have the stage fright. And he says the best thing that you can say to me, and that may be something for other people who know people who have stage fright, is like, realize why you're doing this. This is the best thing I could do. You know, this is my biggest dream come true, is being on stage singing for people, because that makes me intensely in my element and what makes me happy and everything. And that's what he tells me. Of Sharon, this is always all you wanted ever in your life. So why aren't you enjoying the moment? Why are you you're ruining it for yourself? So enjoy the moment. And when he says that, it's just like, okay, it doesn't immediately go away, but it really helps me to, okay, reconnect with why I'm doing this. And it's like, you know, I don't want to have a regret afterwards that I didn't enjoy the show, because there's so many people here and everybody wants to have fun tonight. So and realizing that, it makes it easier for me.
Sometimes when you have that nerve when going on stage, does that impact your singing? Does it make it harder for you, or does it impact you in any way?
Yeah, it does. It freezes me up. It makes me like be frozen, you know. I might black out in lyrics, or I'm black out in what I wanted to say. So I'll stumble, or, the body feels sometimes a bit heavy to move. It's really, you really freeze up somehow. It's really, it's a strange thing for somebody who loves doing this so much that you can have this reaction to something that you love. So, but it's just the first few shows. Like if you have a tour for 3 weeks, it's the first 2-3 shows that I have it a little bit in the beginning, like the first two songs, and then it goes away, luckily for me.
Have this changed over the years? I mean, have it been building or how?
Well, when nobody knew us, they didn't expect anything. Somehow I put this, I want too much for myself. I want to be perfect, but it doesn't, music isn't about being perfect. It's about being real emotion and being true to yourself and being, you know, if you show that, I think it will come across, and not being perfect. And that's something that I have to keep reminding myself. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be genuine and into the moment. And nobody cares if you make a mistake. They might even find it nice that you make a mistake, because it will make you more human eventually.
And as you mentioned, you had a big tour planned with Evanescence, but due to this pandemic, it has been postponed. And right now, most of Europe is on lockdown. What are the odds that you actually will go through with the shows in September?
Well, you know, it's very hard to say this at this point. I think it's maybe not very, very realistic, because we know there's no vaccine, there's no medicine. And it's just realistic to think, as long as it's not there, there's no shows, there's no getting together above 100 people here in the Netherlands anyway. So, and we're starting here, we have to leave here. So even going into a bus with each other, it's not possible, of course. So until there is a vaccine, and if that happens quickly, which I don't think will happen very quickly, but we're also looking into new dates already for next year, September. If it doesn't happen this September, we want to have this tour happening somehow, because we've all been looking forward so much to it. And so everybody wants this tour to happen. So we're going to postpone it again. If it's not happening this September, it will be next September, starting from there.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, absolutely.
Sharon, now let's talk music, because recently you released the new single Entertain You. Usually new singles comes with the promise of a new album. But not this time. You've talked. You already told us why. But what are the plans for Within Temptation?
Well, the thing is that before Corona, actually, we already decided that we wanted to release a few singles this year. Not all like this one, like a real single, but sometimes also maybe fan releases in between. And then next year we're going to do the same thing, and eventually there will be an album. But of course, the idea was that it would come together with the tour and the festivals, which are not happening. But we're still going to release this year a few singles, even though there is a tour or no tour. It doesn't matter. It's just want to stay in contact with our fans. And it's not just only for the fans that we're doing this. It's also for us, because we want to just stay in contact with the fans, but also with each other, and just be busy with music, because that helps us also.
Can you take us through the process of writing in Within Temptation? Because I know some bands, they don't even meet up when writing. They just send files to each other. I mean, during this quarantine time, has this altered the way that you write the songs?
Well, during this time, we haven't written anything. We've been more busy with promotion and those kind of things, and finishing up the video for Entertain You. But now we're going to start writing again. We're going to Sweden. We're allowed to fly again. So we're going to Sweden to our producer, and he's coming over here to the Netherlands as well to work with each other, so we can be more or less from 1.5 meter distance, of course, still in the same room. It goes faster like that. And it's nice to share the vibe you're in. So it's for us the best way to do it. And so we're going to see each other with the new ideas that we have to go to Sweden. And he comes over here and we work on the material. And then everybody, what we then do is send it to the rest of the band to do their own, you know, guitar solos and those kind of things on it.
The coming album will be the 8th in line for Within Temptation. Have you got any idea in which direction it'll go?
No, not at all, because we've written, of course, a few demos right now, and we've recorded two songs. One of them is Entertain You, another one is another one, but it's more a fan single, to our opinion. It's and they're very different already. So, but eventually, always what happens in the beginning, all the songs sound very different from each other when we make the demos, and eventually they sound all the same when they do end up on a physical album or vinyl or whatever. And somehow the magic happens that it comes together in the end, but in the beginning it all sounds very different, and that's what we like also, because I think we like a diverse album, because otherwise we don't want to have a copy of every song that you've just written as a new song, you know. So we're trying to keep it as different as possible to just challenge ourselves to make a very diverse album.
One of the things that in my mind makes Within Temptation stand out from the crowd is your use of feature acts on your song. You've been using Jacoby Shaddix, Dave Perner, Exhibit, Taria, and the list goes on. Are you planning any prominent guests on the coming songs? Have you got anything in mind that you want?
Not yet. No, what we always go for is when we write a song and we feel like, okay, something is missing or something we can... You know, we can sometimes hear in our heads like, okay, you know, this would really be amazing with this person. Then we ask someone else to join. But if it's not necessary, we won't ask anyone. But it's more like we really go from the music. And yeah, like I said, we don't have that much written yet. But as soon as we do, we might consider somebody. And if it's not necessary, we won't. But it's more like if the music needs it, we'll ask someone who fits the song.
But from a personal point of view, is there a wish list? Is there someone that you said, if the possibility will ever be there, him or her, I really want to work with?
You know, the list is endless. It's really endless because I like so many musicians and I like so many bands. It goes from left to right. You know, it doesn't have to be metal per se or rock. It can be any, you know, but I still, it's like very much like... it needs to be the purpose for the song. But, you know, I can go on and on and on about who I would like to work with. But yeah, it doesn't make sense. So it's more like what the song needs.
I want to stray from the new album, because I read somewhere that you previously have been asked numerous times to participate in the Eurovision. But you've turned it down. So tell me, why did you turn it down?
Because I, you know, this really comes from the heart when I say why I say no so far. It's because, you know, we make certain kind of music. And I don't think just because the fact that we have a lot of fans outside of the Netherlands, we should be participating, because that's the reason why they ask us. It's not because they like the band so much. So I don't think it's a very big compliment that they have asked us, because it's more like, okay, you're very popular outside, you know, you'll be able to win or something. And then it's like, okay, I think I don't want to be used for that, you know. And I think you should be also be aware, like, who we are and do we fit in a program like that. It's more about television and about this contest and really about the music or the bands itself, to my opinion, a lot of times. So, yeah, I don't really feel that we would fit at this point. So that's why.
So if the music became more like a center of the competition, would you consider an invitation if given?
Maybe, but I think, and maybe, you know, but I don't like the fact that it's a competition, first of all, you know. I think, and I don't like the fact that it's all about television, because I know how the television works. It's like, okay, guys, you have 5 seconds, you have to rush, and, oh, but I'm not ready yet because my guitar's not working. Yeah, it doesn't mind. It's on tape. You know, it's like, it's not real, you know. The only thing that's real is most of the time is how a certain, it's only half life. I don't like that. I want to be, if people are asking you to come, you need to be playing live, and you need to be, you know, it's certain things that fits the band. And if it doesn't fit the band, I don't think it's feel good. I think you have to be true to yourself if you don't really, right? It's like, that's how we feel it.
Makes good sense. Apart from being in Within Temptation, you have also released your first solo album, My Indigo, in 2018. Do you have plans for more solo work in the future?
Well, for me, it was really something that I needed to do at that time, because I was really, I was close to a burnout, and I was going through a rough time at the time, and I needed to give my emotions a place, and I always do that with music, but it didn't fit the Within Temptation way of working, and also the themes that I had for Within Temptation, wouldn't fit Within Temptation in any way. The music wouldn't fit, and it wouldn't fit in the way what I wanted to talk about. So I felt like I have to keep this personal and I have to keep it close to myself. I'll do something completely different that people won't expect, something that I think will fit the songs and the emotion. So I made it my my own project. And from that, I was eventually able to work again on Wooden Station Music because I got it out of my system. And if I need to, when there's issues that I need to deal with again, I'll do that for my Indigo and I won't put it in Wooden Station. Of course, there's also a lot of emotion in Wooden Station, but there are different kind of emotions. It's more like we're on the barricades with Wooden Station, and my Indigo is more looking inwards to my own problems, more personal things.
So now it's just for us fans to sit down and wait for Corona to pass, and then we'll hope for new music, new shows, and everything is good within Temptation, I guess.
Exactly.
Sharon, thank you for your time, and stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
My Rock Podcast.
Disse var ordene fra Sharon, forsanger i Within Temptation. Næste uge er der en ny omgang My Rock Podcast, og der hedder hovedpersonen Jesper Binzer, DAD. Du kan godt begynde at glæde dig. Jeg hedder Sten Skovgaard, vil endnu en gang bare sige tusind tak, fordi du havde lyst til at lytte med. Og husk, at der naturligvis er mange flere episoder af My Rock Podcast. Du kan bare gå på jagt. God fornøjelse.
My Rock Podcast.